The Tarncast, Tarncast. 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 It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tarncast. I'm very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson, master of the dramatic pause. Thanks for tuning in, Susan and TV's Mr. Neil. I think that's it. I think that's all that my audience is up to. So, hey, you two. Hope things are good on the other end of the podcast line of communication, which is really one direction. It's I give and you take. It sounds like a terrible prison relationship. And I apologize for that. Yeah, so I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. I just turned on the microphone and started recording in my Audacity software here. And I really, well, okay, what can I tell you? I had my annual physical. When you get over 40, you have to start getting vigilant about your annual physicals. So, yeah, I had that. When you're over 40, you know, you always have the prostate exam. So that's great. Yeah, that hurt really bad. Yeah. I wonder if, like, you know, if I had, like, a hot lady doctor, if it would be better. Probably not. Because, you know, it's for doctors, they're not playing doctor. They're just trying to get from one end of the day to the other and keep people healthy. So it's not, you know, it's not super sexy. Yeah. So when you get someone jamming their finger in your butt, you know, it doesn't have the same magical quality it would in other situations. Although I'm not sure about this whole butt thing just in general. I don't know. I mean, I have nothing against anyone who's into butt play. I mean, I don't judge people for that, but I just don't know if I like it. You know, I thought I did for a long time just because of porn. But now that I'm old, I'm sort of like, yeah, maybe that's, yeah, butt plays, I don't know, whatever. To each his own. I mean, you know, I'll bite the bullet and deal with some butt play if somebody's really into it. I'm giving. And by somebody, of course, I mean my wife, but she's, I don't know. I don't want to tell you what my wife's into. That's private information. I don't know why you're even bothering to ask. I don't know why you're bothering to ask. This is a public forum. This is not, I don't do like a swinger podcast, or a sex podcast. This isn't a sex podcast, you guys. Why are we on this topic? I don't know. But the point is I have my physical and, he said everything is fine. And then they do blood work. I don't have HIV, so that's great. that would really suck if it turned out it was HIV positive, because I'm faithful. That would probably cause a rift. But luckily, I don't know. I'm just punchy. It's morning time. I'm in the middle of doing taxes. I'm basically doing this because I don't want to do P90X2, but I know I have to, especially now that I got my blood work back, because while I am HIV negative, which is good, especially if you're sex positive, it's good to be HIV negative, you guys. You know what I mean? See, this is positive thinking, magical thinking positively, not always the best, because sometimes you want to be negative, right? I mean, this is a simple point. Negativity is often a very positive thing, you know? I think it's okay to be negative sometimes. I think it's okay to watch a movie and say, you know what, that sucked. That wasn't very good. Or I like Steven Soderbergh, but a Liberace movie? I don't want to see that. That sounds boring. You know, maybe that's a good, maybe that will send the right message to the right people that, hey, you know, why are we letting Steven, why hasn't Steven Soderbergh retired? He keeps saying he's going to retire. And then all of a sudden there's a side effect movie and then, ah, this is it. And then here comes my Liberace movie and then that's it. And then I don't know what his next one will be about. Probably a biopic about Werner Herzog, or, you know, maybe he'll actually have Werner Herzog and David Lynch in a buddy cop movie. Anyway, so I got the test back, the blood tests, and my cholesterol is on the cusp. Says it's high, you know, it's not in a danger zone or anything, but it's like, watch your cholesterol. The doctor sent a note. Stay away from egg yolks. And you know what my favorite food on the planet is? Eggs. Eggs for breakfast and pizza for dinner. But now I gotta cut that stuff out because, you know, I have eggs more than once a week, but really you only can have them once a week. Sometimes I get the egg stuff you get in the carton that has no cholesterol, you know, but it doesn't taste as good as regular eggs. Regular eggs taste better than all the, I don't mind egg whites, I guess, but I don't, that's all right. But out of a carton, it's not great. It's better if you have egg whites where somebody's actually gone through the trouble of removing the yolks from all the eggs. But who has time to do that, you know, in the morning before work? I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? Who's got that kind of time? But I've got to cut back on the eggs. Sad about that. Increase my vegetable intake, I guess. Although I eat vegetables pretty much at every meal, but sometimes I guess I don't eat enough. Are pickles, does that count as a vegetable? I eat a lot of pickles. I like pickles. I mean, they are, well, I guess cucumbers are technically a fruit, aren't they? Crap. So I'm really just eating fruit, because I eat tomatoes too, but they're technically a fruit. I need to get, you know, I eat a lot of lettuce. But yeah, I mean, I guess you don't, you know, you don't necessarily, if you make a sandwich, you put lettuce on there, but you don't necessarily have a side of broccoli, you know, with lunch. That's the problem with today's world and trying to have a proper diet is everything happens. There's not enough time. I mean, if you eat properly, not only is it too expensive, I mean, you like if you compare real maple syrup, which isn't, you know, everything in moderation, you guys, but real maple syrup. It versus, you know, the fake stuff with it's just high fructose corn syrup colored brown. There's a major flavor difference. Maple syrup is so good. And that's part of it. But you look at like a giant bottle of the corn syrup stuff and it's $4, but a giant bottle of real maple syrup is like $35-$40. You know, so just making the healthy choice there is it costing you a massive amount of money. And when you talk about getting decent fresh vegetables, which you can't get at the major chains, maybe that's why Albertsons is going out of business, because you can't get decent food there and people are starting to be more health conscious. Because most of the Albertsons supermarkets in my area, there's an Albertsons right down the street that I go to, but most of them are closed down. I was talking to this old dude. You ever get stopped by an old dude in a supermarket parking lot? That happens to me all the time. Old lady or old dude will stop me. I just want to get in my car and get home, but they have time on their hands, and they ask me a question, or they ask me to help them put something in the car. And while I was never a Boy Scout, I'm, you know, I help people. So I help him, and then I gotta stand and talk. Anyway, this guy was, you know, he was a cool guy. He was in the Air Force. He was in three wars, World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam. He was in all three wars in different capacities. That's crazy, man. That's a lot of war. And he seemed in a good mood, but he was like, now I got to drive all the way up here. Because he's an Albertsons purist, I guess. So he drove all the way up to North Hills from Sherman Oaks or wherever he was just to go to Albertsons. I'm like, that's crazy, man. Why don't you just go to Ralph's? But he doesn't like Ralph's. He likes Albertsons. But Albertsons is going out of business. I mean, they're struggling, that chain. But anyway, maybe it's because they're, you know, if you want decent produce, you have to either go to a farmer's market, which is can take up the better portion of one of your days on the weekend, and it's often expensive, or you go to Whole Foods, which also that'll take an entire day to shop there because the aisles are always so tight, and that place is ludicrously expensive. It's like $47 for a goddamn carrot. Then the carrot will be good and it'll last for, you know, more than a day. Because you get produce at Albertsons or Vaughn's or Ralph's or any of those. And within 2 days, it's gone. It's dead. It's no good. Because they ship it from, I don't know, Africa. I don't know where they get this stuff. But it takes forever to get here. So it's already half wilted by the time they put it on the shelf. It's problematic. It's problematic. Corporate mass farming, you know, local farming is great. Why don't they make it a little bit more convenient? Local farmers should just put their produce in supermarkets. Supermarkets and local farmers, they should stop working against each other and start maybe working together. And you can have local farmers put their stuff in Albertsons or wherever. You know, maybe, you know, if they want to keep using the corporate farms, that's fine. But maybe they could go, hey, here's a section from local farmers. And, you know, eventually it would be all local farmers. But because local farmers have, you know, more massive mortgages, I'm not going to get into this. I don't want to get into this. I just, my point is, it's hard to be healthy. And now my cholesterol is high. So now I can't eat eggs as much. I love eggs. God damn it. I love eggs. Anyway, that made me feel old. Feel really old, you know? And I'm doing taxes, right? I'm in the middle of my taxes. And, you know, I guess 2012 was almost as good. It was the same, pretty much the same as 2011. Although, doesn't feel any better. I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. But if you go for two straight years living paycheck to paycheck and you don't put any money aside, you don't have any money to put aside is what I'm saying, because you're living paycheck to paycheck, just paying for groceries and mortgage and all that stuff. The occasional night out at dinner. I mean, really, I should cut out if I want to save money, which I'm going to have to start doing. I can't go out to eat anymore and I can't buy myself anything. At all, you know, and I don't even buy myself. I mean, I used to have a terrible DVD habit, and I still buy cheap DVDs from time to time, but I don't get anything expensive. You know, I'll spend like $3 or $4 or $5 on a crappy Blu-ray or DVD or something. But I can't even do that because you don't save any money. But I'm like, it's, oh man, I mean, it's tough being in the middle class these days. It's tough. I don't like it. And so I'm doing taxes, and that's depressing. I don't think I'm going to owe any money, which is good, but I'm not going to get like a giant bunch of money back. I don't know. It's just depressing doing taxes. And then I don't know where the money goes. Whenever I do taxes, I become Republican. I'm like, I shouldn't be paying this much money. If it was going somewhere better. But, you know, I don't want to be political. That's not what this is about. This is about the fact that I have terribly high cholesterol. And I'm old. And I still do this Toncast. And it was nice because TV's Mr. Neil sent me a tweet saying, you know, he hasn't forgotten about the podcast. So that's good. That's good. I don't know if that means he listens or he did and he hasn't forgotten that he didn't like it. So he keeps not listening. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Should I keep doing this? I'm wondering about the whole podcast thing. So some people get popular just talking, you know, and I'm not a Greg Proops. I think if I was interviewing people like Marc Maron, it could be good, but I don't have booking agents and stuff. he must have a team of people who helps him out with that. Because, you know, I do everything myself. If I want to book somebody, I got to do it. And if I got to produce it myself, and it's time consuming. But I'm wondering, you know, what makes something popular? Is it the person, like a person or a concept, you know, or just getting in on the ground floor of something really, really soon? You know, maybe my Film Pigs web series will become really popular because it got in on the ground floor of a new website that had a new business model and all that, which is Geek Nation. And maybe, you know, that'll take off, and I don't know, probably not. But, you know, I'm saying, like, what, and, you know, I'm not, it's like, I work pretty much the same amount every year, but it's not very much. And I'm wondering, why the hell am I not working more? Why am I not more popular? What makes somebody popular? Is it, you know, the it factor? You know, somebody once told me it's that, you know, the it factor is, you know, an actor makes everyone fall in love with them, you know, whenever they act, if they're a star. And that's what but I haven't fallen in love with a lot of stars, and they get to be stars. So I guess there's a disconnect with me and that, because I don't understand. I guess I don't really care if people love me, but they kind of have to be entertained by me to watch me. So I want them to love me, so I have more acting work. But like, what is it? Why are they popular? Why is James Franco popular? He's better looking than me. So maybe it's just really about better looking. And if I had six pack abs, which, you know, I work out, I swear I exercise, but it's like, it's all I can do to stay at the weight that I'm at with my high cholesterol, and I'm old and I'm messed up, but at least I'm HIV negative. But because then there are I like Seth Rogen fine, but why is he super popular? My voice is different than that, of course, set of tools and talents, you know, within acting are different. But why not, like, is it just that I didn't hook up with Judd Apatow? I haven't. I'm rambling, and I apologize, but I'm just deeply concerned about my lack of popularity. I want more work. I mean, it seems like when I do work, people are like, "Oh, that was good," but maybe they're being polite. But why would I keep getting work for how long has it been? Almost 17 years, 18 years now. Well, I would keep consistently, like, I can make a living, sometimes eke it out, sometimes it's good, you know. Well, it hasn't been good in a long time, it's mostly been eked out, but there was a time when it was good. But all I'm saying is, how is it that I haven't, like, what is the thing that I'm missing? Is it just, maybe it's just this thing, it's a universal energy thing, because, you know, like, you, and I'm not, you know, a faithful person or a magical thinker, but you know how when you let go of something, then suddenly it comes running to you? And maybe it's just that I haven't let go, but in order to really commit to letting go, I need to get another job, and there are no jobs for some of my skill set outside of the jobs that I get. I don't know, but then there's the mammoth thing. He said, you know, anyone who has something to fall back on will. So I don't have anything to fall back on, so I don't. But like, when does it crack? When does it become? I mean, maybe somebody, my friend told me, you know, I think, you know, you're going to really start to work a lot in your 40s. Well, I'm now 41, and I have not started working a lot. I worked a lot when I was around 30. In the late 20s, early 30s, a lot. And then it tapered off for a while. Then late 30s, I worked a lot, but not as much as then. And now I'm just And I'm like, is it because I suck? Do I suck? But then why do people keep calling me into audition? Is it just to have somebody who has this right look for a commercial or whatever that you want to pit against somebody who has the same look but is better, so you elevate them even further? Am I just constantly a ringer? Like, what is happening? Why am I not? I want money is what I'm saying. I want more money. I would like the world to give me money, and I don't care if it's for acting. I don't have a big ego about that. I don't think I'm the most brilliant actor who ever lived, but I must have something because people keep hiring me, but just not enough. Like, why? What is it that keeps me in the realm that I'm in and not a series regular on a TV show or in the movies? You know, I could be a good, maybe I'm not a lead in the movies, you know. Although I did this Fuzz Track City thing and anyone who's seen it has liked it. That's what I don't understand. So people see that and they're like, wow, that's really good and you did a great job. It's very entertaining. And they were entertained the whole time. But then nobody calls and says, hey, you know, you were great in this thing. We want to put you in this thing and give you some money for it. Well, like, how? What happened to work begetting work? I guess that's. My point is, I have high cholesterol and I'm running out of time. I need money. I like to work, and also I'm old, and I'm starting to be like, well, what's the point, really? What's the point? You know, I'll just rob a bank when it's time for my kid to go to college. That's it. I'm a bank robber. That's it. From here on out, I'm a bank robber. I'm going to get into extreme sports and surfing so I can be like Patrick Swayze in Point Break. That's what I should do. I'm going to start really building muscle, and I'm going to become a bouncer like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. That's my new thing. And then I'll bring my family. We'll bounce around from town to town, cleaning up towns as a bouncer. I will go head to head with bad guys like the Ben Gazzara guy in that movie. I'm going to roadhouse this thing, you guys. I'm roadhousing it. I'm sick of the taxes and I'm sick of the acting, not acting. I mean, acting's good when I'm acting, but I'm not acting. It's time. It's time for a change. I'm quitting acting and I'm becoming a bouncer. That's it. I'd say see you next time on the Toncast, but I'm quitting the entertainment industry. I'm not doing it anymore, and so I probably won't do this again. Probably will. Never going to be a bouncer. Toncast.